The Gospel of Mark. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea, where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside, and people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind, and they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them that what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him, but Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." And the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. Oh, those poor pigs. My only association with pigs happened when I was young, and we used to vacation in Northern California just above the Napa Valley, and the family resort where we stayed had a pig pen where they would feed the pigs on the garbage. The weather was moderate, and so the smell was reasonable, and we kids were fascinated by the snorting, grunting pigs. So the background for this gospel story, which assumes the Jewish classification of pigs as unclean animals, always seems a bit unfair to me. And yet this little story is stamped in my memory more than many of more edifying episodes of the Gospels. Many years after my vacations, and after some very intense campus ministry during the Vietnam War and the war on drugs and all that sort of thing, I was able to take a sabbatical in Louvain, Belgium, for some rest and study. And while there, the central office in Rome asked the province to send someone to Rome to help prepare for a general meeting of the order. We were supposed to organize the various letters and petitions from the diverse language groups, and for me, then the English group, of course. Since I was close at hand, and my provincial reader didn't think I was doing much, sent me to Rome to help with the preparations. It was really the best part of my year of rest. I was able to live at Santa Sabina on the Aventine and do some work in the mornings, that's all they did, and then during the long siesta time, I'd walk the city and end up with a cup of coffee at 4 p.m., just as the city was coming back to life. But you'll ask, what about the pigs? Well, that comes next. Just at the time, one member of my province had just returned to Rome from India, where he was studying theology, and he was a poet. And I might add, something of a delightful character. During our time together, Willie produced a poem on the pigs of the Gennesarene, which he addressed to another one of our brothers, Paul. Not to be outdone, I did a cartoon embodying the poem, and the catchphrase of the poem was, "Pigs, Paul, to the dark pool pushed." The theme of my efforts was to depict what happens when ordinary people are swept up into events beyond their control, which placed them at mortal risk. The challenge was to evoke a full spectrum of characters and faces for whom the events of life are simply unfair and they're being swept to their doom. I positioned the herd of pigs on a cliff above the waterside, awaiting fish in the water and looks of shock and dismay as a great hand was pushing them to their destruction. Faces of the pigs had to represent all the kinds of people, the surprised, the indignant, the bored, the self-confident, as all were being swept away by an overwhelming force. How often in life we see people to whom this very thing is happening. I think of the AIDS epidemic or the Ebola crisis and other events that destroy people through disease or hunger or displacement in our modern world. Pigs, Paul, to the dark pool pushed. The theme line evokes a special meaning to this gospel. How often I have run into people whom the blessings of life simply pass by. So this strange gospel story evokes the strongest response in me about the need for universal evangelization and the need for our church to reach out to people whom life has not blessed. I also think here of the many young people who have simply not developed a religious sensibility or indifferent to the life of the spirit. Pop psychology and morality simply don't engage life's important questions or opportunities. As the pigs are slowly being pushed to their doom, I've tried to depict those terrified faces that embody the question, how can this be happening to me? Isn't there more to all this? And yet, all this silliness speaks to me of the need that each person has for a compassionate understanding and merciful acceptance. Pigs pulled to the dark pool pushed evokes the tragic need of salvation before which many of us in our modern world stand with mute incomprehension. This jingle-like phrase, pig's paw, sparks a desire in me to share the possibility of good news of salvation to those who are scalded by life's indifference. I'm sure that this peculiar rhyme only speaks to me, but you have your own words, songs, experiences, especially with your dear friends and others when their sufferings have touched your heart. Gather your own rhymes, and in prayer, friendship, and loving adoration, place these dear people before the Lord of all compassion, understanding, and love. Let your own catchphrase light up your heart as you enter into an expanded union with the Lord of all life. Pigs pawl to the dark pool pushed. Yet let the echo of your own poem evoke God's living mercy.